Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. It comes every week by email. Join the more than 10,000 happy subscribers who get my newsletter every week. Andrew Sherman is our guest, folks. Andrew is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and I have been talking about things that he's really good at explaining for a long time now. He's the author of so many books, I can't see over them. I've literally got a stack here that I had to get somebody to help me bring all of them in. One of them is called Parting Company. Another one is called Raising Capital. Another one is called Running and Growing Your Business, on and on. But I will tell you this. He wrote the book on franchising and licensing. He's also an attorney, but we love him anyway. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and thank you for loving me anyway.
We do. It's good to have you back, Andrew. It's always a pleasure. It was fun seeing you last week. You were with me and at the breakfast that we had on Thursday with the SBA, celebrating women in the marketplace, and I appreciate you showing up.
Yeah, that was some event. I thought we'd spend a minute or two on it this morning because I think that you can look at an event like that as, you know, 1,000 people in a room eating rubber eggs, or you can look at it as an event that really speaks to you in a couple of different ways, and that certainly I'm sure you took away the latter, as did I.
Well, no question about it, and a good opportunity for some networking, and you got to have a little breakfast with one of your publishers, it was just a lot of fun, and it was good that you know, the president was originally scheduled to be there, but he didn't make it because of the storm, and they had to get him out of town, but the vice president came. It was nice of him to spend some time with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That whole event, Andrew, to me, whenever that many small business owners get together, it's very energizing for me. It's very exciting to me to see that many people excited about business. And I'll tell you, I saw a little bit more of a gleam in their eyes this year than I saw last year. And
yeah, that's actually one of the things I was thinking about, too, that I wanted to talk about a little bit this morning. But this sense of cautious enthusiasm, you know, I think the gleam in the eye is right. I had been to a couple of events like that over the past couple of years, and you just saw kind of a, I wouldn't say downtrodden, because entrepreneurs are never downtrodden. They're always looking over that next mountain.
We're pathological optimists.
That's right. But I mean, this one was a bit more genuine, a bit more excited. You know, I think that also the number of women minorities in the room, the women entrepreneurs and their various accomplishments, I mean, it not only was the excitement around entrepreneurship higher, but the face of entrepreneurship has begun to really evolve.
It sure has.
And that's an important, you know, impact that will have impact on several generations.
Well, and it's important for all of us to recognize because these other people, these other types of small business owners that we haven't historically seen as much of, the minorities and the women who are really emerging these days, not only are they becoming our competitors, but they're also becoming our customers and our vendors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's one situation I'm working on now, a woman in Connecticut. She's a sales and marketing executive for the last 20 years. She's always worked for somebody, done well for herself. And she said to me on the phone, you know, I'd like you to work with me to help buy a business. I'm looking at something between 5 and 10 million in revenues. And I said, what's your motivator for doing this? And she said, my 3-year-old daughter. I want my 3-year-old daughter to see that women can own businesses.
Wow.
And be their own boss.
Wow.
And she said, you know, I'm taking a big risk here. I've always done very well financially, but I want to set an example for my daughter.
Well, and you know, the top two winners of small business this year were women.
Yes.
Women owned businesses. And I interviewed both of those women, and I'll tell you something. And Andrew, I've told my audience this before. When you're the small business person of the year or the runner up, it's not a beauty contest. I mean, you got to have your cornflakes together to win this. I mean, they really scrutinize your business to make sure that you're a bona fide success.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know I'm blanking on her first name, but Sablehouse.
Yeah, Melanie Sablehouse, the deputy administrator.
The SBA is very, uh-huh. You know, a real fireblood.
Oh yeah, well she has a 15-year history of being a business owner, so she knows from what she speaks. Stand by, Andrew. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Andrew Sherman. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Andrew Sherman, and Andrew is an attorney with the firm McDermott, Will, and Emery. And they're not based out of Washington, D.C., but he is in Washington, D.C. The firm's actually out of Chicago, is that right?
Chicago's its headquarters. Although slowly but surely, D.C. is the second largest office, and we just opened up. In fact, I've not announced this on the radio. We just opened up last week two offices in Italy, so we've got six European offices now.
Congratulations. Are you going to be going over there to work with them?
Buongiorno.
Yeah, you need to do that, don't you?
I might be.
Italy's wonderful. We were there in December, and we loved it. Okay, give us the website, Andrew.
It's MWE, McDermott, Will & Emery, MWE.com.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
And, folks, if you want to check them out there, Andrew is, you can find Andrew there just by going to MWE.com, and it's Andrew Sherman, just like you think it would be spelled. And also, folks, I want to encourage you to check out all the things that Andrew offers in his books. If you go to any bookstore, certainly on Amazon, if you type in Andrew J. Sherman, you'll see all the different things that he's offered. And these books, folks, what I like about the way Andrew writes is they're just common sense books that regular folks like you and me can understand. But he takes sophisticated issues and makes them where you and I can understand them, like getting a franchise, or like expanding your business, or succession planning, that kind of thing. And so I really encourage you to check that out. And Andrew, again, congratulations. Is there a new book coming out?
There's a new book coming out towards the end of the year. It's the third edition of my best-selling book called Franchising and Licensing.
It's the Bible, folks.
Yeah, I hate to use that word loosely, but
it is
the best-selling book I think ever written on franchising from the perspective of the company who wants to get into franchising for the first time or is trying to grow their franchise system. And we'd love to talk to you more about that maybe after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll help you launch that new edition when it comes out, because we've talked about that on the show before. Okay, Andrew, what's it looking like out there? What are you seeing out there in the marketplace? The economists are saying that 2003 is going to end with a pretty nice little pop, and that it's going to bode very well for 2004. What do you think?
Yeah, I just reran my retirement figures, and it looks like I will be capable of retiring by 82. That number had been extended to, I think, 104. So,
so you're saying your 401k is now gone from being a 201k maybe to a 301k?
That's right, and no calling me after 82, Jim. I'm not going to go on the show anymore. I'm going to be fully retired. No radio appearances.
Let me tell you,
that'll put you at 78.
By the time you're 82, the Gophers would be bringing my mail.
Right. No, I think I'm very cautiously optimistic. I don't mean to get overly philosophical this morning, but I do think that the energy and the enthusiasm and the sort of, you know, gleam in the eye, I like the way you put it, that we saw last week at the SBA, 50th anniversary breakfast, is indicative of what's going on out there. I mean, if you think about it, that's as good of a survey as any. You take 500 to 750. I don't know how many people were in that room, but it was a good number.
Well, that room was about 2,500.
Yeah, of leading entrepreneurs from all over the country. You get some of the top advisors to the entrepreneurial marketplace that were in that room as well. And when you see an energy like that, that's probably a better test of any fancy economic analysis that you could do. Mm-hmm. And I feel that way. I'm cautiously optimistic. I think that there's certain guideposts that I'd like to, you know, spend our last few minutes on talking through.
All right.
You know, the first one, I'd say, don't go crazy. Things are still pretty fragile out there. I am bullish on next year. I think we'll get a little bit of a you know, economic pop in this fourth quarter, and we'll certainly see that carry through into next year. But I'm still, like many of us, you know, in a post 9/11 world, always sort of looking over our shoulder a little bit. You know, what's around that corner? What kind of bad news is coming?
And I'm seeing that not only. I think that's good advice, Andrew. But I'm also seeing that in the large companies that I've talked to over the last year or so, on a lot of different levels. I'm seeing that they're cautiously optimistic as well.
Yes, and you know, frankly, a lot of times it takes them being cautiously optimistic before us little guys get to be cautiously optimistic because of that trickle down effect.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, what's the next one?
Well, I think that hiring, you know, hiring selectively, you're seeing the unemployment rate stabilize and hopefully is going to start, you know, heading into the lower numbers. But people are definitely hiring more selectively. They're hiring more strategically. They're looking at, you know, business process outsourcing. They're looking at different kinds of ways. And this is when I say people, I don't mean just Fortune 1000. I'm talking about smaller companies
right.
as well. Really looking at, you know, what is the task that needs to be accomplished, what is the best way to get that task accomplished, not just the most cost-effective way, because that's obviously still a big feature, but what's also the most, you know, the most effective way to get this task done.
Does it need to be a person, or could it be technology?
It could be it's a great point. It could be technology, it could be a person, it could be a third-party firm.
See, I'm going to take a little bit of the blame for some of the unemployment out there, Andrew. I'm going to take responsibility for it, and the reason I am is because my audience knows for almost 6 years now, I've been telling people be sure to incorporate technology in every growth step that you take, because everything that you do in terms of growing your business doesn't have to be done by a person, or it could be done by the same people you used to do, you know, less work with, and now you're doing more work, but you know with the same number of people, but you're adding technology. I've been encouraging people to do that for a long time, and
smart advice.
Well, and I think it's one of the reasons why we have the unemployment situation, but it's, in my opinion, it's entrepreneurs waiting to happen. Stay with me. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Andrew Sherman is our guest. And I want to encourage you to check out in your bookstores locally or online, Andrew J. Sherman, any of the books he's written, the Bible on Franchising and Licensing, which is the title, Franchising and Licensing, Fast Track Business Growth, Running and Growing Your Business, on and on. Just so many outstanding books. And several of these have been published by Kiplinger. There's one by Amacom, and he's how many have you written out, Andrew? A dozen?
Number 12 will be out this fall.
Coming out soon. We're going to launch that on this show. So check it out when you get a chance, folks. He's got great stuff for you. It's just waiting on you. Andrew, let's get back into what we were saying. As we went to the break, I've made the point that when I see the unemployment numbers, I don't see a bad thing. And I know that there are families out there hurting, and I'm not minimizing that. But I see entrepreneurs waiting to happen, entrepreneurs waiting to sprout, and many of them don't know it yet. And the reason I know that that's the case is because I'm one of those guys. I was one of those guys 15 years ago, and it happened to me 15 years ago. And in the last 15 years, I don't know, I've seen thousands of people, and there have been millions who have done exactly what I did, and that was to transfer from corporate America to my own corporation.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think that you can't talk macroeconomics and be envisioning you know, the plight of a small family in middle America that's out of a job. I mean, you either got to get on the macro level and talk about the overall impact on the economy, or get on the micro level and say, what's that family going to do to earn bread, whether it's mm-hmm. entrepreneurship, retrain for a new job. But, you know, that's what has caused, I mean, you know, even Greenspan, and I'm not one to quote him regularly on the radio, but, you know, he talked about the impact of technology and efficiency mm-hmm. and productivity. And if the productivity figures keep going up, you're going to see unemployment remain where it is
That's
or
right.
even continue to go up because people are being more efficient. They're finding other ways mm-hmm. to get things done.
And what's happening, and it's almost a perfect unemployment storm, Andrew, because we've got jobs that have left the country that'll never be back. Those people are out of work. We got to get them retrained. We got the economy's been bad, and we've got this whole productivity thing that you were just talking about. It's the perfect entrepreneurial storm, in my opinion. All these things have come together, and what's going to happen is that people are going to say, you know what? I no longer can count on my company. I can't count on a company to for security. I've got to create my own security.
That's correct. There's one point that I mentioned a few minutes ago that I want to spend. You know, we only have a few minutes left, but I want
right.
to come back to. I had mentioned that things were pretty fragile out there, and they are. But I do want to give a huge pat on the back to our listeners and to America for its resilience
mm-hmm.
lately. You look at. You know, lately, the two eyes, Iraq and Isabel, we here in the Mid-Atlantic had to suffer through Isabel, and it hit us hard, and I was out of power, really, from the time I saw you until Sunday afternoon, which
wow.
doesn't sound like a long time now, but
4 days.
To be out of power with two kids in the house and wondering when they can watch TV again, and, you know, all the inconveniences and all the small businesses around the Mid-Atlantic that lost inventory due to flooding.
Yeah.
I mean, we've shown some good resilience, and, you know, the markets have remained relatively stable and have had some nice gains, NASDAQ up 40%, in the wake of, you know, terrorist attacks, not here, thank God, but, in, you know, all over the place, attacks
mm-hmm.
on our military in Iraq. We're doing pretty good in terms of an ability to shake things off.
Haven't we? Don't you think that we've and well said, Andrew. And thank you for saying that. I want to ditto that. But don't you think that we've really kind of renewed our belief in ourselves in the last 3 years?
I do. I've also think that, you know, what one of the things, and, you know, God, we could spend hours on this one, but, you know, the markets hate surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And I even have this debate with my wife. My wife will say, well, you know, geez, we got to sell all our stocks. I mean, what if the terrorists come again? And I said, honey, first of all, I pray every day the terrorists don't come again, and we're a lot better prepared for it if they do. But number two, it's not going to be a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they come again, it'll be the second time,
right.
not the first time.
You're right.
And the markets, I think, will, you know, there'll be probably some panic and stuff, but the capital markets and the American spirit have come to accept the fact that there might be a second one.
Absolutely.
And I don't think the impact will be as great. At least on the capital markets. I mean, obviously
mm-hmm.
the impact on our country would be terrible. But
you know, you're right. The shockwaves won't last as long as the last one did.
Correct.
Andrew, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you so much. Good job today. Looking forward to getting you back on the show, and I appreciate it.
Me too. Good luck, everybody.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out his books. They're important for any small business owner. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and each and every member of our military standing a post around the world. God bless you. God be with you. We are very proud of you. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.